All right, hey there. I'm talking with Ronnie Hawk, and I'm thrilled to have you join me, Ronnie. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's definitely a pleasure and an honor, Cam.
Oh, well, you're nice to say so. I wanted to take a few minutes and talk to you about the deal you just did, and in particular to congratulate you on your success. It looks like, according to our records, you made $22,609 on it.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, sir.
And, of course, we funded the deal for you. And let's see, the fees we charged you for that were, remind me again, Ronnie?
$0.
Thank you. You can't beat free.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely.
Yeah, and that's just a big part of what we do around here. We call it our no-fee funding, and some folks find it too hard or too good to be true, but it actually is very true. And
Yeah.
and you know what? If you've ever been on my webinar, or if you've heard me talk about the Four Pillars program live, I explain exactly how and why we do that, and it's for very
Exactly.
good reason. So,
Yeah,
anyway,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, tell me a little bit about yourself and the deal.
This deal was actually, it came off of an initial cold call. I had cold called. This was an absentee owner. I had cold called her, and she didn't pick up with the first time, but she actually called right back. I had left a voicemail. She called right back within about, I would say, 5, 6 minutes, and hit it off great. The conversation went well. She said, "Yep, I'm looking to sell. It's a duplex, and she lives out in California, and this duplex is in Nashville, Tennessee." And she was just, essentially, she was just a tired landlord. So I was able to lock up the deal. She was actually asking around 180K, but I already had a number in mind. So what I did was I scheduled a showing, and she informed the tenants, and I was able to go on the weekend, and I was able to take a look at it, and take a bunch of pictures, and just take a video. And I had called her back, and keep in mind, I had with that initial phone conversation, I had built great rapport. I made her feel comfortable over the phone. So it sounded like, from that conversation alone, she fully trusted me. And we had talked probably about 15 minutes on that initial phone call. And I find that the longer that I'm able to speak and connect with the seller or the potential seller, you're just able, you try to find that common ground with people. And when you build that connection with people, the rapport is just going to build itself. And so that's what happened. But I actually, I strategically talked her down. We negotiated price, and we ended up at 150K. I had explained to her, what needed work. She hasn't been in the property for probably almost 10 years. It was just one of those things out of sight, out of mind. And she just had this number in mind, being in California for so long. But I knew that the numbers were a little high, but especially for me trying to make money as well. But locked it up, and I had a lot of things going on during that time, so I didn't really market it heavily. And so when it was time to market the property, I actually found an investor-friendly realtor. He understands the assignment of contract. I don't have to explain to him or educate him, but he knows what wholesaling is. He knows what rehabs are, et cetera. And so he's not your conventional real estate agent. So he understood all the hoops and the verbiage and the language of what assigning a contract means. But anyways, obviously we didn't assign the contract. And all he did was he had a whole list of buyers that wanted that duplex, and it was a buyer from New York. And practically, when I work with investor-friendly realtors, they just add on their commission or their spread on top of what I'm asking. And so that's what he did. And the buyer wanted it. He went to, so the realtor, he the investor-friendly realtor, he went to the property himself. And my estimate rehabs were spot on. It was about 15, 20K to put into it. And the property itself can potentially command about, 21, 2150 per month in rent. And so the numbers work for the New York buyer, which is his cash buyer. And got with Phil at your funding department, and lo and behold, first time I did a double close with you guys, and it is very true that it is completely $0. There are no fees. When I talked to my title company about this, they were like, "What? that's no way. I said, what's the catch? And I said, you know, it was really, really no catch. I mean, and she said, do you mind if I, you know, take that information down? I was like, absolutely. I'm actually sharing this with my colleagues right now. That's what I was telling my closing agent. And I said, you really need to sign on. I mean, Cam is the real deal. And it's no BS. It's no fluff. So when he says no fees, it's no fees. And, you know, yeah. Phil, when I was on, you know, talking to Phil back and forth as the weeks, I was giving him all the paperwork, et cetera. Because, you know, honestly, Cam, in the beginning, I was like, how does that even work? Because I've used transactional funding companies before where, you know, they charge anywhere from 1% to 3%.
Mm-hmm. Some we used to, too.
Yeah. So some might charge just a flat rate, $1,600, you know, per transaction. It just depends on the ARV of the property, what the value is worth. But, I mean, when you think about it, if you're making $10,000 and you're getting charged $1,600, and then you have to pay, title insurance and all that's going to eat at a big chunk of your profit spread. I told my wife about this, and she said, that is just absolutely amazing. I said, I know. I mean, that's why I signed on to the Four Pillars of Real Estate, because it's – I mean, I've told Phil, I said, just for – even if you do not use iFlip, the vacant house data feed, the cash buyer data feed, which are great, by the way. I use that every day. Just the no-fee funding itself, that program alone is worth the investment.
It is indeed, and you're preaching to the choir. Believe me, I know what you're saying. But it's nice to hear. It's nice to hear, you know, from a client, a relatively new client, what you're saying, and I appreciate it. And my team will all, you know, they'll all hear this call certainly, and they'll enjoy it for sure. And
absolutely,
you know, I know that I hear it all the time, but it's also nice to hear that, you know, my funding team, which is Phil and Brittany and Julia, you've dealt with at least a couple of them. They're phenomenal, and I mean, we
absolutely
do this so often. I mean, we're funding deals every day. We know exactly where the potholes in the road are, and we know what the typical you know, challenges are with, especially with a closing agent that we haven't worked with before. So we kind of go into it knowing what to expect and having the right information and the right explanation for things. And, you know, it's funny too, you mentioned when you told the title company or the closing agent that there were no fees. They were like, wait, what? And I joke about that.
Exactly.
I joke about that when I talk to folks, you know, or I do a presentation. I'll say, you know, sometimes we have closing agents that they don't believe it. They're like, no, that can't be right.
Exactly.
And just in case someone's listening to this and they don't understand, they haven't heard the Four Pillars presentation, you owe it to yourself to listen, and I'm sure you've heard that in Ronnie's voice. But the way it works is simple. When you get on board with Four Pillars, you pay a one-time setup charge, and you get access to the services that Ronnie mentioned, the cash buyer, vacant house, data feeds, the iFlip, proof of funds, all of that for a full year, and we'll fund an unlimited number of deals for you during that year with absolutely no fees whatsoever. So that one upfront one-time setup charge, which, by the way, is typically $1,497, and you're in. And, I mean, Ronnie, shoot, we funded, what, 140 grand for you or something?
Yeah, 150 grand. So, I mean, you covered the closing costs and everything. So
right, so you saved, if you paid 2 points, which is pretty common, you saved twice what it cost you to get on board with the program on the first deal
absolutely
that we funded for you.
Spot on.
That's good stuff, and it's nice to hear, you know, you say it, and there's real value to me and my team about that. And by the way, every time we fund a deal, and like I said, we're funding deals daily. The funding team sends an email around to everyone else, including client support, the programming team, my admin team, my marketing team, my programming team, and they all hear about it and they see the details and they see the amount you make. And so no one should wonder why my crew in here is always, you know, so excited about what they do every day, because we know we're changing people's lives. And that's
absolutely
that's a nice way to come to work in the morning. Say, gee, I wonder whose life we're going to change today.
Yeah. And Cam, must I add, the proof of funds letter with the verification of deposit, it's just absolutely gold. You know, being in a competitive market such as Nashville, Tennessee, it's you know, there's a lot of the we buy houses people, there's a lot of big companies, but when you can provide that proof of funds to the potential seller, it's on paper, and, you know, if they happen to call in and then your team picks up saying that, yep, Ronnie Hawk is pre-approved or approved, you know, here's the verification deposit, et cetera, if that is needed, you just feel so confident going out there while making the offer. So it's definitely with your backing that's given me much more confidence in what I'm doing.
That's great, and we do that every day. In fact, if you ask my wife candidly, she would tell you that I am addicted to my email because I'm checking it. You know, I check it all the time, 7 days a week, day and night. And so I'm sending out those responses. You know, honestly, most of them come by email. So those proof of funds letters have my contact information. So your seller or your seller's agent, they'll reach out to me and say, hey, is this for real? Can you verify this? And, oh, by the way, can you send me a bank statement to back it up? And I do all of that, and it really is a game changer. And I don't – honestly, Ronnie, I don't know if I did that on this deal or not. I may have. I don't keep track. I just do it.
When it well, whatever the case, you know, we got through.
Yeah. So – great. Well, hey, you know what? Really, really fun to hear your voice and to share your enthusiasm. We're super excited for you. Not just me, but everybody in here. I'm sitting in my office now, surrounded by people who only just in the last few days got our internal email about your deal. And so everybody in here is just really
that's
excited.
Awesome. That's such an honor. I just want to say as well, Cam, you have the best customer support team. You know, just kudos to Phil, to Julia, Brittany, and I'm just trying to think off the top of my head, Kira, Athena, those people that I've talked to on chat, you know, probably, I bother them a lot, but I know they're very helpful and they're very gracious in their approach. So I just want to say thank you to you most definitely, and thank you to your team.
Well, thank you for the thanks, and they will all hear this, and sure do appreciate your time. Now, I'm going to let you get back to work so you can go find some more deals for us to fund for you, Ronnie.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have another one August 15th, so
this
is going to be a double close. Yes, this is going to be a pretty good-sized one, so I'm excited to share the details on this one as well when that time comes.
Nice. All right. Well, you keep up the good work, and we're here standing by at the ready on your behalf.
Thank you, sir. You have a good one.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.